Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. A new series on OU Torah is Money Halacha, courtesy of moneyhalacha.com. In this series, Rabbi Binyamin Ghermezian shares concise shiurim on matters of practical halacha that are relevant to all of us. Clocking in at 3 or 4 minutes each, these shiurim are so concise it doesn't pay to excerpt them. So please enjoy, in its entirety, Rabbi Ghermezian's shiur, Can I Use a Parking Spot or Lot Without Permission?
Today we're going to be speaking about a case of when you're driving and you see an empty parking lot, or there's open spots, or you see somebody's private parking spot is open, and you want to know, maybe you can use that parking spot for a little bit of time as you run into another store, you have to go to a Minion, or you're going to pick up something quickly. Are you allowed to do that or not? So the first sefer we're going to be using is it's brought in the footnotes of this sefer called Living with Honesty, quote, based on the psak of Rav Belsky. So they bring over here that according to Rabbi Eliashiv, he says that when it comes to a private parking spot, is that you're not going to be allowed to use that spot. Now, when are you allowed and when not? So there is a rule of Zenenev Zelo Chaser, that if somebody is not getting any use of their own item and they don't lose anything from it and you are the only one that gets to gain, so sometimes we say you could or you can't. So this psak of Rabbi Eliashiv about somebody's private parking spot is that you still cannot use it even though it's not being used. Now, what's going to be when we're talking about a parking lot of a store where there's a lot of space for a lot of cars and you want to use it, you want to run in, quickly get something or not? So in the sefer, again, this one is called The Halachas of Other People's Money by Rav Bodner. He says that if there's signs that say that no one is allowed to park in that parking lot, so it doesn't make a difference, you can't park there. And even if there are no signs, and it's obvious that they don't want anyone else parking in that parking lot, especially during, during opening hours. Let's say if it's a doctor's office, there's a store, and they need space for their clients and customers to be able to park, so you would not be able to park there. And they're saying, even if it's not posted that you're not allowed to park there, if there's no signs, you still can't park there, because you can obviously assume that they do not want anyone else parking there. So another thing that he brings over here in the sefer is that even if you are allowed to be parking in that place legitimately, you have to park properly. If you park in the wrong way or you block other cars from being able to move around properly in that parking lot, so you're actually stealing it because you're using the land of the parking lot in a way that they're not giving you, so therefore you're stealing. Another question is this in regards to all parking lots or not? So going back to this other sefer called Living with Honesty by Rebelsky, he has a case that they asked about somebody wants to go to a hospital and they charge for the parking in the hospital, but nearby there's a shopping center and someone wants to use the parking in the shopping center, which is free. So are they allowed to use it? What if there's no customers there? So Rebelsky said that to be straight, the best thing is to do is that if it's crowded, then you shouldn't take any space because then you're taking away spots for potential customers and it's made for them. But if it's an empty, then the shopping center, it doesn't explicitly say. If there's no signs that say only for the customers, so if it doesn't say anything specifically, like we said in the other case, they need it for their customers. But over here, a shopping center might be different, he says, is because if you park there, it actually makes it look like there's a lot of people shopping in this shopping center, and then maybe you could actually become a customer of the shopping center too. So therefore, he says that it would be allowed because it's actually may get people to actually come to the parking center. So talking about when it's not really so full, and there's no explicit signage that says you're not allowed to park there.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on OUTorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.